Hey, good Sunday morning, afternoon. It's actually afternoon, about 12:22. It's a Shaman with another audio boo. The day after the Big Red Night of the Dead over at Fear Farm, and I'd say I am completely thrashed today. I don't know if you can tell, my voice is having a little bit of trouble trying to talk because my throat is just trashed right now from yelling and talking and just hanging out overall. But I have to say it was a big success and big success. And thank you guys very much for coming out and having a good time with us. Just had a blast. For those people who actually got to go backstage and play ping pong with the Deftones, hang out with all the remains, and my winner for the Hatebreed guitar, Sean, he was more than elated to be able to go in the backstage area, have Jamie Josta and the rest of the band sign his guitar, and then on top of it, he managed to end up meeting Randy Johnson from the Diamondbacks. You know, I also used to play up in Seattle too. So, you know, he met him, and that was really cool. And Randy Johnson, he was snapping some photos for the show for us. So that was kind of a cool thing to check out and see. And I had a very cool conversation with him too. I mean, we talked about the music industry, talked about the differences between U.S. shows and European shows, and how people in Europe, for whatever reason, seem to be very, very ecstatic whenever it comes to seeing bands from the United States go overseas and actually play for them. So, you know, that was a cool conversation. I mean, you know, it was nothing about baseball. We didn't talk anything about baseball. We had like this normal conversation. Ended up having, like, we were in the sandwich line together, you know, putting sandwiches together. And I mean, it was a very cool and surreal moment, I guess I could say. So, man, you know, if my Aunt Rachel would be able to, if she was there, she would have been definitely kind of like, wow, you know, she and my uncle are big time Randy Johnson fans and, you know, baseball fans at that too. So that was something cool for me to experience. And hopefully my cousins are able to see that. I posted pictures on Facebook of that too. So, but other than that, you know, it was a lot of fun. ended up hanging out with Phil Labonte from All the Remains for the remainder of the night. We ended up heading on over to Westgate, and we had dinner, and we're just having drinks all night long, and a lot of fun. Those guys are a lot of fun. Hope to see them come back through town very soon and you know, and play another show for us. But then they put on one hell of a show, a very kick-ass show. If you guys missed that, oh man, you're just going to have to look at all the pictures. My phone died after Prong. I was actually trying to snap some photos, and I actually took a picture with this guy, Optimus, this guy who dressed up as Optimus Prime for the costume contest. And then after that, my phone died, so I didn't get any pictures, you know, that I could show for, like, the All That Remains and, you know, Suicidal Tendencies and you know, Deftones and whatnot. And so it was very difficult to actually be able to go and you know, get the pictures. I mean, I had a camera, but another camera, but it was in the car, so that was kind of a bum deal. Other than that, I had a great time. I ended up inviting a friend who was a big Deftones fan up, and she ended up getting up onto the stage, which I thought was really cool because I like to help people out who you know, who are big fans like that. You know, they love a certain band, and I know that they have a certain love for the band. So it was really cool. She was just like a little kid and just excited to see the Deftones. And one of her dreams was actually to meet Chino from the Deftones. So I was happy to see that she was happy. And met Tommy Victor from Prong. And people were mistaking me for Tommy Victor in the VIP area. And people were walking up to me and saying, "Hey, I've been listening to you for years. I love the music that you play." And I thought this girl was like, "Oh, you know, I thought she listened to KUPD Shaman." No, she thought I was Tommy Victor from Prong. So I ended up taking a picture with him today, last night, and it looked pretty much like we were twins. So you check that out on my Facebook, Shanman Online. But I'm going to go ahead and leave this boo and finish up my Sunday football. You guys have a fantastic rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday night at 7 p.m. on 98 KUPD.